siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngensonto ziku 3 kuNkwenkwezi 2015 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Iningi eliphatheke ngokwethulwa kwembiko lithi intatheli zindaba aziluthakazeleli kangako usuku lwalamuhla olokunanza ukuqakathekiswa kwemisebenzi yentatheli zindaba umhlaba wonke olwe World Press Freedom Day, ngoba intatheli zindaba zilokhu zisebenza ngaphansi kwemithetho elukhuni enqabela ukuthi zisebenze zikhululekile.
Akula omunye umuntu ozakhulula intatheli zindaba ngaphandle kwentatheli zindaba zona ngokwazo. Uma kulemithetho ehlupha intatheli zindaba yizo kumele zime phambili ukulwisa leyo mthetho, ukuxoxa ngendaba ezimayelana lomsebenzi wazo.
Iningi liqhubekela phambili ngokusola amazwi kaMongameli Mugabe ngodaba lokuthi amakhalanga labanye abadabuka eMathebeleland balomkhuba wokuyahlala kwele South Africa lapho abafika bephule khona umthetho walelo lizwe.
Nangabe ungubaba wethu uqotho ngeke ayekele abantwana bakhe belihamba bebalekela kwamanye ama-countries ebhekile. Uma zama ukuthi okay fine, abantu abami bayabaleka, let me try and create jobs, maybe those people can stay. Why can't you see ukuthi iZimbabwe is being destroyed? The other people are going to South Africa to build a nation. South Africa, the nation is growing.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Iningi eliphatheke ngokwethulwa kwemibiko lithi intatheli zindaba aziluthakazeleli ilanga lalamuhla elokunanza ukuqakathekiswa kwemisebenzi yentatheli zindaba umhlaba wonke jikelele olo World Press Freedom Day, ngoba zilokhu zisebenza ngaphansi kwemithetho elukhuni enqabela ukuthi intatheli zindaba zisebenze zikhululekile. UNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lomsekeli kamhleli wephephandaba leNewsday uKholwane Nyathi, yena othi kuyadanisa ukuthi intatheli zindaba ziqhubeka zihlukuluzwa njalo zilahlekelwa imisebenzi ngenxa yomnotho welizwe ongamanga kuhle.
Isimo se-industry okuhanyiswa kwempilo sibi kakhulu. Lo nyaka siya ku-World Press Freedom Day ngemva kokuvalwa kwamanyuspaper amathathu ngenxa yomumo wenotho welizwe. Intatheli zindaba eziningi kakhulu eziphelelwe imisebenzi ngemva kokuvalwa kwamanyuspaper. Amanyuspaper anjengeZimbabwe Mail, The Southern Eye, namanye amakhampani amakhulu anjengeziphepha zenature ekhumula abantu emsebenzini. Kube sokusithi le simo kulama-journalist amaningi ahlukunyezwe ngamapholisa, zitshaywa ngamapholisa besemsebenzini.
Esikhathini esidluleyo besibona uhulumende evala ama-newspaper ngokwakhe, kodwa kathesi isizathu sokuvalwa kwalawa owaqambileyo ngumnotho. Singasola uhulumende na ngalokho?
Singasola uhulumende ngoba uhulumende unye obambe ezomnotho elizwe, unye okhipha ama-policy zenza ukuthi i-economy elizwe ihambe. Bona ukuthi konke lokhu bokungekho njalo silomkhuba ukuthi uhulumende akala ama-policies aseke i-media industry eZimbabwe, ngoba even ungase sikhangele i-advertising ama-government institutions kuyalutshwana ukuthi i-advertisele private media, okwenza ukuthi since i-industry ingasekho akusela lapho abantu ama-newspaper angaphela khona i-advertising.
Ulibona limi njani elakusasa lentatheli zindaba kanye lokwethulwa kwezindaba elizweni?
As long as economy ingasebenzi, as long as abantu bengela msebenzi yokuthenga ama-newspaper lokuthenga ama-license ama-education, lama-company engela mali yoku-advertising, isimo sikhanya sizakuba nzima kakhulu sisiya phambili.
UMnumzana Kholwane Nyathi umsekeli kamhleli wephephandaba leNewsday, sixoxe laye eseHarare. Ukusenjalo, intatheli zindaba yethu Mavis Gama ukhulume labantu abachiyeneyo ukuze sizwe imbono yabo ngodaba lokunanzwa kwemisebenzi yentatheli zindaba.
Ngcwethi labaphatheke kwezokuthapha izindaba eZimbabwe bathi kasikho isizathu sokuluthakazelela lolu suku ngenxa yalokho okwenzakala elizweni, okubalisa ukungazinikeli kukahulumende ukuguqula imithetho engumgoqo ekusebenzeni kwentatheli zindaba. Zisola njalo le ndlela uhulumende atholisa ngayo amalayisensi wokusungula imisakazo lamaphephandaba, njengoba kukhanya kukhangelwa abebandla linye lezombusazwe njalo kungabantu abanelalwazi olweneleyo ngokuphathwa kwamankampani okwethulela uZulu izindaba. Bathi kunje iningi lalamankampani esevalwa ngemva kwesikhatshana okuchiya intatheli zindaba ziselangeni kusengezelela inhlupho zazo zokuphila ngokwethulwa izindaba ngoba emalutshwana amankampani azikhiphayo lezo ndaba kusenqabela ukwethulwa kwemibono ehlukeneyo okungumbono osekelwe ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso ekhankasela amalungelo entatheli zindaba AM Media Institute of Southern Africa, Misa Zimbabwe, umnumzana Nhlanhla Ngwenya.
Sikubona thina bekungamabomo, benza njengamabomo ukuthi bengalungisisa imithetho leyo ngoba bayazi ukuthi uma intatheli zindaba nxa zengabhala ngalokho abangakuthandiyo. Kulula kibo ukuthi besibuyele bethebenzele umthetho ukwenqabela ukuthi kubhalwe abangakuthandiyo. So imithetho leyo bayekela nje bayichiya ngamabomo ukwenzela ukuthi beyisebenze uma nxa sebefuna. Ukuthi bengayisula okwamanje abasoze bebelala ithuba lokuhlukumeza intatheli izindaba.
Laye uNgwenya ukhala ngemithetho elukhuni athi kudala yesulwa kwamanye amazwe ngoba kumgceke ukuba iyimigoqo ekusebenzeni kwentatheli izindaba.
Inhlupho zentatheli izindaba intatheli izindaba zivame ukuzibalekela. Akula omunye umuntu ozakhulula intatheli izindaba ngaphandle kwentatheli izindaba zona ngkwazo. Uma kule mthetho ehlupha intatheli izindaba yizo kumele zibe zime phambili ukulwisa leyo mthetho. Intatheli izindaba yizo kumele zime phambili ukuxoxa ngendaba ezimayelana lomsebenzi wazo. Uzathola ukuthi impi report ila lezinye izahluko ezingathi ziyazilozingasola lapha lalapha ya. Kodwa zikhona ezinye izahluko ezikhuluma kakuhle ngokuthi imithetho yonke le ngibalisileyo ngaphambili. Isulwe ngoba okusala uhulumende ngalithatha ireport le athi yena namhlanje alungisa imithetho ngime phezwe kwereport leli kulesahluko ongavumelani lazo awuzula umuntu ozamsola kumele sizisole thina abasebenzelana leze media la kuthatha izindaba ukuthi azange senze umsebenzi wethu ngemfanelo.
Unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yentatheli izindaba elizweni eyeZimbabwe Union of Journalists umnumzana Foster Dongosi uthi ukugunyulwa kwentatheli izindaba kuyengezelela inhlupho eziphazamisa imikhankaso yokulwela ukusebenza kwazo zikhululekile kanye lokuthi zithole iholo elingcono.
Yikho kwenza sibe lomcabango ukuthi nxa uhulumende etholisa abantu laba ama license ukuthi babe lamaphephandaba kumele ahlolisise ukuthi balesimo yini kumbe baqinile inokuthi bangenelisa ukuthi baqhashe lokuholisa intatheli izindaba hathi ukuthi baphambula abantu bese bekweminye imisebenzi bebaqhatsha bagcine sebeswele imali yokuthi bahole.
Umnumzana Jeffrey Moyo ngomunye intatheli izindaba esebenzela eHarare. Umoyo ukhala ngesimo esingasihle esilemithetho elukhuni ebangela imigoqo ekusebenzeni kwakhe njengentatheli izindaba ezimeleyo. Umoyo uthi zingazinikelanga ukuyiguqula leyo mithetho eyimigoqo ekusebenzeni kwentatheli izindaba inkokheli zikahulumende iningi kungabe bandla elibusayo leZANU-PF.
Abanye abantu abathungameli bethu abaningi kakhulu abakuZANU-PF bangenwa lomoya lo ukuthi thina salwela izwe ilizwe leli akumelanga vele kuphume ezinye izinto ezioppose anything that they think. Bacabanga ukuthi yonke into ephumayo kumele ihambelane neZANU-PF ngoba sebesenza njalo sokucina sokuphazamisa esithi yona i-press freedom. Vele kafuni ukuthi kube ne-press freedom ngoba yena uyakwazi ukuthi bale zinto abazifuna ukuzenza zona ukuthi bengafuni ukuthi ziphume emaphepheni.
Ingcwethi ebona ngemithetho ephathelane lokusebenza kwezisebenzi elizweni zithi isimo seZimbabwe yisibonelo sokungaqakathekiswa kwemisebenzi yokuthapha izindaba elizweni yikho amankampani ezindaba amaningi evalwa. Lonyaka lolu suku lokuqakathekiswa kwemisebenzi yentatheli izindaba umhlaba wonke lunazwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Let Journalism Thrive Towards Better Reporting, Gender Equality and Safety in the Digital Age. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Le balaleli iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington. Lisibamba kumakakasi yaku 909 medium wave la kushortwave 4930, 12080 la ku 15775 kilohertz. Lilakho njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Okwamanje sengilichiya ezandleni zikantungameli inkomo weStudio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labatsha.
Yikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama ngontungameli inkomo. Lamhlanje ngixoxa loJabulile Nleya odabuka eSanzukwe ePlumtree kodwa osebenza eSouth Africa. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Jabu.
Okay, ngiyabonga ukwamukela kuhlelo.
Uchisekile kakhulu ngamazwi kaMongameli Mgabe phezu kwabantu besikhalangeni athi benza imisebenzi yobusela eSouth Africa. Kungani?
Ubamgabe amazwi akhe awakhulumile akawakhulumanga ngendlela ekahle. Ukwakhipha kwakhe ukhuluma as if oppressor the Khalange people and the Ndebeles. Because yena vele the way asho ngakhona amazwi akhe ingathi yena uyagxeka ukuba yithi youth, he doesn't care ukuthi thina sifila kanjani, he doesn't care ukuthi, he doesn't even like abuze ukuthi why did the youth leave Zimbabwe and go to various countries. He never cared ukuthi maybe at least to try and create jobs for the youth so that youth won't leave Zimbabwe and go somewhere else. Kuzwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi umuntu like uyilida yasekhaya bese zimafasi uyozokhuluma izinto ezingayakhi i-nation but izinto ezibhidliza i-nation. That is not so cool.
Nxa elalele uMgabe egathe sijabo mazwi bano ngawaqondisa kuye.
Mina amazwi engawalahlela kubaba uMgabe njengomongameli wami ngithi, President, please, if ever you don't like the Khalanga people and the Ndebele people, don't show it to the nation. Keep it inside you. Just try and build the nation. And just build the nation to go back to where it was. From before, Tinasati Salwa, Zimbabwe, it was a very good country. Since Tinasati youth, but we ran away and went to South Africa to seek for jobs. Wish those jobs we were never given a chance. We were never given them. We never had a chance to be given them. Of course, we studied in Zimbabwe, but would like our knowledge, I think it was just used or went to the drain for nothing. So please, Mr. President, try and build the nation, not to destroy the nation, because man, Amashona and Amandebele, they separate because of him. Yeah, we are separating a nation, he doesn't build the nation. If only can do like other countries are doing, they don't separate the people. And yeah, now we cause of my emancipation, we are cause of xenophobia in South Africa. Because yena makafika ngalutho amakhalanga abalekele South Africa and then mase South Africa baqosha amaZimbabwe and back to. So yena manje he doesn't want to accept those khalangas back home. Ufuna siphephele kuphi ezabantwana bakhe. That's all I can say to ubaba uMgabe.
Uthi njalo abantu beMathebeleland bahamba eSouth Africa ngokuthanda hatshi ukuthi baswela imisebenzi elizweni.
Abantu beMathebeleland, yes, some of them they can go to South Africa bethanda, but some of them they go because of isimo saseZimbabwe. Ngeke kuthi ungubaba wasendlini uhlala indabantu abakho belamba, but ubhekile ukuthi i-economy is falling down because of one person. If yena ngabe ungubaba wethu oqotho, ngeke ayekele abantwana bakhe belamba bebalekela kwamanye ama-countries ebhekile. Ubazama ukuthi okay fine, abantu abambabaleka, let me try and create jobs, maybe those people can stay. Abantu abaningi babalekela eSouth Africa, they are teachers, they are nurses, and those people are coming this side to build in South Africa. Those people are teaching in South Africa to build the nation of South Africa. But yena, why can't you see ukuthi Zimbabwe is being destroyed? The other people are going to South Africa to build a nation. South Africa, the nation is growing bigger and bigger and healthy with people from Zimbabwe. How does he feel about that?
Wena use South Africa, ekhaya usuke ngokuthanda na?
Ekhaya ngisuke ngokuthanda, ngisiyavakasha South Africa. Ngafika South Africa ngabona indawo enhle ngahlala. Ngithe mangibele ekhaya cause behamba ngama holiday. Ngithe mangibele ekhaya sengiyofuna umsebenzi ozawutholakala ekhaya. Then I have to come back to South Africa. Ngizosebenza. Manje I'm growing in South Africa. At the same time I'm earning a living in South Africa. Ekhaya kithi ngisuke in 2005. Just imagine ngabe kuthiwa kithi ngihlale from 2005 doing something different. Ngabe ilizwe lakithi with people like me. Ngabe the country is growing. Ngabe the country is very like it's something else now. We shouldn't be growing South Africa instead of growing our own country.
Siyabonga Jabu, ungaphosa amazwi okugcina.
Mina mazocina ngithi to my fellow Khalangaz and to my fellow Ndebelez, shine guys, keep your jobs in South Africa and rise with the nation as a South Africa. I know ukuthi we suffering from xenophobia, but just keep your faith, everything will be fine. Sinuba bethu mgabe siyamxolela asimbophelanga izinhliziyo kodwa akazami ukuthi abe ngubaba wethu akasiprotect. Protect us, Mr. President. Don't let the wolves eat us. Just protect us. Because other countries, that's wow. Children from Zimbabwe are suffering everywhere. If you go to any countries, you find the Zimbabweans, you find the Belize, you find Kalangas everywhere. Because they're trying to make a living. The last that they can't get in Zimbabwe, we're trying to make it somewhere in the other countries. So to my fellow Zimbabweans, to my fellow Kalangas, to my fellow Belize, I love you guys. Just rise and shine. Keep working in South Africa or in any part of the world. Don't care which one we think. We know what you want in our life. We know what you're striving for in our life. Even if we can grow this country of South Africa, but you know what, what do we really need in our life? We're making a living and we're going to make it in life. Thank you so much.
Belilalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo ngixoxa lo Jabulile Nleya odabuka esanzukwi ePlumtree kodwa osebenza kwele South Africa. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo ngontungameli Nkomo. Lilale.
Sibonge uNtungameli Nkomo obesethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labatsha. Ngesizwe umculo wabanqobi besithi elindela.
Usibalekela umnyama, sibalekela kumnyama,
sibalekela umnyama, sibalekela kumnyama. South Africa uzihlangabeza ngenduku. Besithatha besifake elindela.
Usibalekela umnyama, sibalekela kumnyama,
sibalekela umnyama, sibalekela kumnyama. South Africa uzihlangabeza ngenduku. Besithatha besifake elindela. Itabombeki ngabe siwenzeni na.
Usiwenzeni nambeki, siwenzeni ngqakula.
Siwenzeni nambeki, siwenzeni ngqakula. South Africa uzihlangabeza ngenduku. Besithatha besifake elindela. Tabombeki ngabe siwenzeni na.
Usiwenzeni nambeki, siwenzeni ngqakula.
Siwenzeni nambeki, siwenzeni ngqakula. South Africa uzihlangabeza ngenduku. Besithatha besifake elindela. Tabombeki ngabe siwenzeni na.
Asonanga muntu asibulalanga muntu.
Asonanga muntu asibulalanga muntu. South Africa uzihlangabeza ngenduku. Besithatha besifake elindela. Tabombeki ngabe
kuzigqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilazo. Iningi eliphatheke ngokwethulwa kwembiko lithi intatheli izindaba ziluthakazeleli kangako ilanga lalamuhla elokunanza ukuqhakathekiswa kwemisebenzi yazo umhlaba wonke olo World Press Freedom Day ngoba zilokhu zisebenza ngaphansi kwemithetho elukhuni enqabela ukuthi zisebenze zikhululekile. Iningi liqhubekela phambili ngokusola amazwi kaMongameli Mgabe ngodaba lokuthi amakhalanga labanye abadabuka eMathebeleland balomkhuba wokuyahlala kwele South Africa lapho abafike bephule khona umthetho walelo lizwe. Hayike silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngosithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC. Asidibaneni njalo ukusasa.
Listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vatereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.